word or two about this evening in the context of Kedusha, in the context of recognizing our potential. So three hizbonuniyos, three ideas that we see in Mesilas Yesharim, he often will prod us to grow by providing us with questions to consider. So three things, three questions to consider. It's not Pesach, so you won't have four, but we'll get back to Pesach in a moment. Three questions to consider in terms of deciding how to allocate your time tonight. One is content, and one is purpose, and one is excitement. So the first question to ask yourself is a question of content. Actually, let's do this in a different order. Let's talk about purpose first. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us many resources in this world, in our lives. Certainly one of the most limited resources, resource of time. So we always try in a healthy, balanced, non-anxious way to allocate all of our resources well, and particularly to allocate time well. As we've discussed, you have to ask yourself, why, in general, not just on Super Bowl Sunday evening, you always want to ask yourself, why am I doing what I'm doing? What are my purposes and what am I trying to accomplish? It's certainly true that it's important to have a blend. And it's certainly true that all work and no play is not a recipe for long-term success and productivity. And it's certainly true that everyone needs a chance to relax and kick back, and different people relax in different ways. And as we've discussed in the past, this is not just late 20th century, early 21st century pop psychology. It's actually a Gemara in Avodah Zarah based on Lahavdil Alfei Hevdalot, based on Psukim in Tehillim that we said twice last week on Friday and on Shabbos. It mentioned that the Rav in a drasha highlighted a fascinating Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara talks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's schedule. You can look on the divine calendar. What would you see? Well, what are the appointments on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's calendar? How does he divide his time? The Gemara says different Gemaras have different descriptions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu spends time judging the world, learning Torah, this and that, taking care of people. The Gemara says that from this hour to this hour, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mesachik Im HaLev Yasin. He plays with the Lev Yasin. Lev Yasin is some sort of enormous sea creature. And the David HaMelech describes in Tehillim, Perakuf Dal, Baruch Hinafshi, Lev Yasin Zeh, which Baruch Hinafshi is a survey of the beauty and the cycles of nature. So one of the many, many poetic phrases there, Lev Yasin Zeh Yatzarta Lesachik Bo. This Lev Yasin, whom you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, created, Lesachik Bo. There are different ways of translating Lesachik Bo. Right. To sport with it, to play with it. Now, you don't have to understand necessarily that you didn't have to translate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is playing with it. It could be the Lev Yasin is playing. But the Gemara seems to understand, the Gemara of Avodah Zarah seems to understand, it's fascinating, Agatha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has time when he is Misachik Im HaLev Yasin. When he plays the Lev Yasin. So, well, in the past, what does that mean? What on earth does that mean? So in the past we've discussed in a variety of contexts the idea of Alach T'Vadrachav, one of the central mitzvahs, as the Rambam enumerates the mitzvahs, one of the central mitzvahs of the Torah, as the Mesilas Yesharim points out in the Akdama, one of the central mitzvahs of the Torah is to refine and craft our personality and our character in a way that models the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu describes himself to us in the person of Tanakh. To have a balanced midos tovos across various dimensions of one's personality. So the Gemara here is telling us that one of the aspects of the, so to speak, divine personality is to have a playful side. All work and no play is not just psychologically unhealthy, it is religiously inappropriate, religiously imbalanced. A person is supposed to have that. Times are supposed to be serious, and he's supposed to be able to kick back. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mesachik Malav Yasin. We don't know what that means in divine terms, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Rambam said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu describes himself to us in human terms, only approximate, in part to give us a sense of how we're supposed to live. So that you should have time to relax and to kick back, absolutely. Absolutely. Different people enjoy different things. Some people enjoy rock climbing. Some people enjoy reading. Some people enjoy playing chess. Some people enjoy fencing. Some people enjoy playing ball. Some people enjoy watching other people play ball. Okay? So if you are, obviously there's endless other items we could have on that list. I know. I left out tennis. I know. So if you enjoy watching other people play ball, okay? It gives them a day. I think, though, in terms of purpose, what you have to ask yourself is manishtana halayla hazem mikol halaylos? Do I normally spend, how many hours a week it's not only the first half of February that I need to occasionally to relax, throughout the week, throughout the year. You do things, you have some recreation thrown here and there, some people more, some people less, in balance. You have your livyasan time. The question, though, is to what extent am I gonna be watching sports tonight? And if that's the way I typically relax, that's one thing. If it's not the way I typically relax, I think it's worth asking myself, so manishtana, this game from all other games, is it indeed because it is so much more enjoyable to watch this game? Because the quality of play, the quality of entertainment in watching these passes and these Hail Marys is so much more enjoyable and relaxing than any other opportunity to watch football or to watch some other sport. Okay, I should be misboning. Is that what? Is it indeed has greater relaxation value and greater entertainment value, greater sports watching value? Or am I doing it because 60, 80, 100 million other Americans are also doing it? It's important. That's, I think, the first of those. The question of purpose. Which is b'chol, a good habit to get into, has been seen in Mesilas Yesharim. Why am I spending the time and the amount of quantity of time I'm spending watching the game? Is it taka to relax because I enjoy watching ball? Do I usually enjoy watching ball? Or just because that's what everyone's doing, so that's what I'm doing too? If that's what everyone's doing, so if you discover that you're doing it because that's what everyone's doing, so number one, ashrecha v'tovlach, you're actually being honestly misboning about your maisim and drachim, which is fantastically important. And it's worth considering, just doing things because that's what the surrounding non-Jewish culture does, to mindlessly copy. And there's a three of machlokas harishonim and early achronim in Simen Kuf Ayin Ches and Yeredei, the Simen dedicated to Chukas Akam, in terms of what the parameters of Chukas Akam are. Machlokas, the Ran, the Maharik, and the Grub, and the Biara Grub. So, I wouldn't go so far as to say that formally you're in violation of the law of Chukas Akim if you're watching the Super Bowl just because that's what Americans do. But certainly it's worth considering the spirit of the law and to free oneself. It is worth freeing yourself from just doing things because that's what other people do. And instead, to enter into the world of thinking about what I want to do and why I want to do it and then acting accordingly. And that brings that comes also to the question not only of what, but how much. If I want to relax, by all means. How much time would I usually spend relaxing? Or there's better supper available there than elsewhere. Okay, by all means, enjoy the good supper. I would not take for granted if one is zocha to have living grandparents, that's not a gift to take for granted. And have a grandfather, and he enjoys watching football. And he would enjoy watching football with me. Okay, or some other member of your family. Okay, so if I have an opportunity to spend time with my grandfather, that's my kavana. That's a very elevated way to make a decision. Here's an opportunity. Hopefully, it's not the only time I'm spending time with my grandfather. If this is part of an ongoing, I seek to have times that we're getting together. Okay, so but you should then enter into the event thinking about what are the opportunities that I can take advantage of. Who are the people I can spend time with? Who are the people that I can make feel good? And how do I want to, what does Ratzon Hashem demand of me? What does Ratzon Hashem invite me and expect of me over the next few hours? That's the first question, the question of thinking about purpose. Manishtana halayla zeh mikol halaylos. And I think in a positive honest, growth-oriented way to ask myself that question. This is an incredible exercise in growth. That's number one. Number two, I would say in terms of content, it's worth asking yourself about the content of should you choose to watch something tonight, the content you choose to watch, not only from an Evan Ezra standpoint, it's in terms of figuring out which parts of the game you're really watching men slam into each other, which parts of the game might involve issues of Evan Ezra, Simon Chaval, Fistakos, and so forth. But even so besides the obvious concern and certainly valid halachic concern about Fistakos and Maris Asuras, Mayor Tversky many years ago penned a fantastic article on Torah Web. I've got to send out the link afterwards. He talks about, he engages in a Gedanke experiment, a thought experiment in physics fashion about sports. And he references a coach, Giamatti, an Italian coach. I think he coached some baseball team for many years and later became a baseball writer. Giamatti. No. Nice try. Tversky references like one of the books that Giamatti wrote about the elegance and the poetic meaningfulness of baseball, as only Rabbi Tversky can. But while there may be poetic elegance to baseball, so you have to ask yourself, in terms of content, in other words, if there was a piece in the journal recently about how, even from an official standpoint, football has now overtaken baseball as Americans' favorite pastime. When they survey people about what their favorite sport is, for decades and decades and decades it was baseball, and apparently the needle has moved recently very significantly. They said now it's football, it's not even close. Baseball isn't even a close second. So it's worth being misboning over what does it mean to watch people elegantly throw balls to each other and seek to advance from base to base. And I think Giamatti talks about the profound significance of the desire to come home. Okay, it's cute. Versus, if I had more of a poetic soul and more interest in baseball, maybe it would resonate with me even more. Versus, watching people packing by the tens of thousands into a stadium to watch sort of organized violence. If it's consensual, so it's not necessarily criminal, but what does it bespeak about my neshama that and how does that subtly impact my values, my mitos? Again, a hisbonus, a growth-oriented hisbonus. How do I choose to allocate? I'm not saying that it's an avera to watch football, but in terms of where my interest, how I prioritize my interest, and what do I spend more time on, what I spend less time on, I think that the question of content, aside from the burning halachic question of Evan Ezra Simon Chaval, of Histakos Maris Asuras, so the more subtle question is very important. And finally, as some of us had a chance to discuss down the hall on Thursday night, right after Mishmar, Rambam in the third chapter of Hilchos Deos develops the idea of B'chol Drachecha De'ehu. And this is a Rambam that's quoted L'Halacha in Turin Shulchan Aruch, or Chaim Simon Reish Lamed Aleph. It is arguably the Simon in Shulchan Aruch that applies for more hours of your day in life than perhaps than any other. I don't say that lightly. And that is, the Rambam says that there's certain activities are overtly mitzvahs, and certain activities are overtly averus. For many, many, many Jews, for most of one's life, the vast majority of my week is neutral activities. Hopefully not averus, but also not overt mitzvahs. So I'll spend a couple of hours, and many people, all over the course of their lives, most of their lives, spend a number of hours a day, hopefully, learning and davening and saying brachas and giving tzedakah and so on and so forth. But the bulk of the day is spent on, again, hopefully not averus, but not overtly mitzvahs either, neutral activities. Eating, talking with this one, going to work, going to the gym, not sleeping. Hopefully you have time to sleep. A little sidebar over there. Hopefully you get enough time to sleep. Not overtly averus, not necessarily overtly mitzvahs either. Rama says something extraordinary, transformative. Rama says that you can transform the neutral hours of your day, week, life into mitzvahs through the power of purpose. If I eat because I'm hungry, there's nothing. If food is kosher, I say bracha, nothing wrong with that, but nothing overtly right with that either. If I go to the gym because I want to be healthy, right, nothing wrong with that, nothing right with that. Assuming that the gym is a kosher place to be, there are, baruch Hashem, kosher opportunities to work out, but nothing wrong, nothing right. I go to sleep because I'm so tired, just hit the sack, go to sleep. Nothing wrong with that, assuming you set an alarm to wake up Shabbos next morning, and nothing right by that, just neutral. The Rambam says, but if I go to the gym, I pick up weights, I pick up a jump rope, I pick up a basketball, and my kavana as I lace up my sneakers for a moment is I'm doing this so that I'll have a healthy body that will last, will have more healthy years of productivity of doing mitzvahs on this planet. You transformed all the minutes on the floor in the gym into divrei mitzvah. If I think for a moment, and maybe while I say a bracha, especially for those learning Ketz and Varchim, it's a good opportunity for this. But think for a moment that I'm about to eat. I'm eating, so not just I'm eating because I'm hungry. Nothing wrong with that. But in this opportunity, I could have said, I'm hungry, I'm eating, it tastes good, it looks good, that's great. And this will power me, this will energize me for the next couple of hours of Baruch Hashem. The mitzvahs I'll do, the davening I'll have, the people I'm going to take care of, powered by this. All of a sudden, I transform the neutral munching into a munching shal mitzvah. A mitzvah of b'chol drachah v'dayim. Rambam says, he says that it's sort of like the climax of this all. Going to sleep, mamish, you're unconscious when you're sleeping, or loosely speaking. Right? Rambam says, you went to sleep because you were tired, nothing wrong with that, nothing right with that. Imagine if you spent a couple of moments thinking why you're going to sleep, and maybe again, why you say, I'm apil, is a good opportunity to think about this. I'm going to sleep so that tomorrow morning I'll be awake, I'll have a sharp mind for shacharis, I'll have relaxed midos to take care of people, not to get irritated by the people who irritate me. All of a sudden, I, through the power of focus on purpose, I transformed the neutral hours of sleep into mitzvahs. B'chol drachah v'dayim. As I said before, arguably it is for many, 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 many Jews the siman in Shulchan Aruch that applies for more hours of our day or week than any other siman in Shulchan Aruch, because it's could be again if you're yeshiva bacher. So then the calculus is different because there are many, many, many hours spent in the overt mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But if, and there could be lines of work where you're involved in overt mitzvahs throughout the day. But for many, many Jews, this is the most common mitzvah. So as I mentioned last Thursday night, here's a more subtle type of b'chol drachah v'dayim. Not only that, through eating, through exercising, through sleeping, so I'm directly powering the mitzvahs and ma'aseh tov that will happen in the next couple of hours, days, or maybe decades in the future by ensuring by working towards my arichas yamim to maintain a healthy lifestyle. But sometimes I think there's also a mental b'chol drachah v'dayim. Sometimes I have an experience that gives me insight into who I am, that I can then leverage into overt mitzvahs and ma'aseh tovim. See, here's the third hisbonus. I'm going to close with this. If the first hisbonus was the hisbonus of purpose, of what am I, why am I doing the things I'm doing, towards what end, and have I even thought about it? You know, is it just to be like everyone else, or is there actual purpose in mind? And if the second hisbonus is bonus of content, of like, what am I watching, and what are the overt or subtle good or bad values involved in the things that I'm focused on. The third hisbonus is the hisbonus of potential. It goes like this. How excited can I get about something, about anything? How passionate can I be about anything? And a lot of us sort of have this image in our minds, a self-limiting image, that I can only get so excited about things. Yeah, there are important mitzvahs to do, and of course I'll do them, but yeah, I'm just not such a passionate guy. I'm just, you know, whatever. I do the right thing. Sometimes there are moments when we discover passion, enthusiasm that we have, when we discover the capacity that we have to jump out of our chairs and stamp and scream at the screen, cheer at the screen, scream at the screen, to care deeply and to give full-throated expression to our caring. And at such a moment could be leveraged into the Chaldra Pecha De'elum. Because you just discovered that you have more passion than you might have thought that you have. And if I have that passion, I have that enthusiasm, I have that zvizas, so now I know how I can leverage it. Mashal ma'adavar, oh, it's not a mashal, dugma. So I have, Baruch Hashem, holy neighbors who use their smokers and their grills, mamash v'divrei mitzvah. The holy neighbors who fire up the smoker and turn on the grill to make a good Delmonico steak for Simchas Chol Hamoed, for Purim. We discussed a couple of months ago, Machlokes, whether or not the Simchas Chanukah, they want to be machmir with the Rambam, the Ramah, to grill well, to have a good piece of smoked brisket for a Chanukah Suda. Not sure, you know, the Magen Avraham, quote from the earlier Sifrei Kabbalah, but the significance of eating peiros on Chamisha Asar B'Shvat, I'm not sure if they're necessarily smoking fruit for a Tu B'Shvat Seder, but, you know, to use your tools and to use your resources and to, you know, to get the smoker going the night before so that I'll be ready for a Chol Hamoed Suda, that's fantastic. If the only time you fire up the smoker the night before is L'Kavod Super Sunday, so what does that indicate about priorities? And Le'idach Yisa. And Le'idach Yisa. I would say positively, in addition to what we mentioned before about the hisbonus of purpose, as well as the hisbonus of content, the hisbonus of potential. If I discover that I can remember to get stuff done, and if I discover that I can get a whole Sa'uda together and get the smoker going days in advance, L'Kavod Super Sunday, I just discovered what I can do, L'Kavod Chol Hamoed. If I discovered that when there's 90 seconds left, and I think that's a terrible call that the coach is making, I can jump out of my seat and yell and stamp and scream at the screen, and I just discovered how much I can yell at my chavrusa when he has what I think is a bad svara, but something that means a whole lot more. Because I have news for you. If you care about them, it's a lot more than they care about you, certainly in a personal fashion. And none of that is nearly as much as that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about you. And none of that is nearly as much as you can care about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that brings us back to where we began. Parshas Truma, these parshios of Mishkan, Truma Tetzav Yachad Pekudei, today is a perfect day to begin to absorb more profoundly how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires a relationship with you, with you, with me, with him, with every single Jew. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamash is creating a dir b'tachtonim because he wants to be close to us. That's a wild idea. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting to deliver as much as we're open to receive. So today, tonight is mamish, no better time than today and tonight to be mizboning about purpose. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us opportunities. How do we, what are the goals and how do we want to accomplish them? Certainly to be mizboning about content and about values, and to be mizboning about our potential. Absolutely, to have a healthy levyasin time today and throughout our lives on a daily, weekly if not daily basis. For sure, to have opportunities to relax and to catch your breath and to do it in a happy, relaxed, fun, thoughtful, elevated, growth-oriented, happy, healthy, holy way. That is our mission as the Malachas Kodim V'Gaya Kodosh. Today and every day, tonight is a fantastic opportunity to grow in our Avodas Hashem through the decisions that we thoughtfully make and the way in which we carry them out. And with that, we head down to the Beis HaMedrash right now.